Here we go.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Wonder Librarian here, also with Jaysu from We Got the Geek, and we are at FrostCon today.
Having a great time. It's been a great show.
Yeah, so we run into a wonderful person, that Joker guy, who's actually a member of my With Pen and Brush group that I'm in with a bunch of artists, and he's an artist as well, and that Joker guy. So we're just here to interview him. So I just want to say hi there.
Hi, everybody. This is that Joker guy.
Yeah. He's the one.
That's me.
So how did you get into doing the Joker stuff?
Well, I've been a fan of the Joker since I was a kid. Once cosplay became kind of a thing people were doing, I really got into putting the act on, and I mean, it just caught on, and I really love doing it as much as I possibly can.
Okay. So we see that you've got some art here, so what kind of art do you do?
Actually, my art ranges through everything. I mean, I do painting to digital artwork, traditional. I even do some sculpting, however, I don't have anything here. But yeah, it ranges through everything, from the smallest sketch to the biggest painting.
Okay.
And you've got some nice stuff here. It's from what we're looking at now, it's like different versions of the Joker, like from the comics and the movies. And
well, you see, what would happen is, again, it goes back to kind of how I got into the Joker thing. Before I started dressing as the Joker for conventions, I would just draw a lot of Joker. I love the character. So people started saying, hey, it's that Joker guy. The guy who draws Joker. Hey, it's that Joker guy. Go get a picture from that Joker guy.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, okay, that's a great name. And my wife actually pointed out, you should use that.
Exactly.
You should take that and use that Joker guy.
Perfect.
And I was like, shit, yeah, that works great.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Exactly.
And the rest is history.
And, I noticed that you've been advertising that you're doing Jokerizing of people. So you do, like,
right. So
you take a person, then you just make them into whatever version of the Joker?
Yeah, that's right. It's basically like a caricatured version of you, kind of over-exaggerated features, and then I Joker you up. Add a little blood here and there, green your hair up, and give you a nice big smile.
Okay. So this is probably a really obvious question, but do you have a favorite version of the Joker?
I wouldn't say a favorite. I mean, I like most of the
Heath Ledger-ish right now, right?
Yeah, I'm very Heath Ledger right now.
Okay.
And that's usually the one I dress as. Mainly the reason I dress as the Heath one, though, is because it's the easiest.
Mm-hmm.
It's more difficult to do the makeup, I guess, but if I mess the makeup up, it really doesn't matter.
Okay.
Whereas if I dress as Nicholson or the comic book Joker, if I wave my hand across my face, there it goes.
Okay.
Right now, if I do that, it really doesn't matter. I mean, it's still Heath. It's still disgusting.
I read something cool about him the other day that I guess he did his own version of the makeup. Like, so that was how they came up with the concept. They just let him go to town?
Yeah, supposedly that's what they said. They let him come up with it himself, and he went and bought some dollar store makeup and decided on that.
So, that's a very interesting thing to read about.
But
all the Heath Ledger jokes.
But when it comes back to my favorite, really, would on screen, I would still go with Cesar Romero. I love Cesar Romero, majorly because I think he brought it to life the first time. He's the only reason we know what the Joker sounds like.
Okay.
Before that, he was just a comic book picture. He was just a picture on a page.
Okay.
How did the Joker laugh? H-A-H-A-H-A.
Yeah.
And he really brought it out with his hoo-hoo-hoos
and
all the madness. He really added that flavor to the Joker, which I think then incorporated a lot of what the Joker became later on.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it really helped along the story further, right?
For sure.
So he's kind of my favorite.
Okay. Well, I'm a big Jack Nicholson fan. I love the original Batman, so
I do love Nicholson.
I think he's probably my favorite, but I also like the Heath Ledger version as well. And I think Mark Hamill's got a really good voice.
Well, vocally, yeah. Mark really pulls it off.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
I liked his Donald Trump tweets as the Joker. That was pretty sweet.
Have you ever cosplayed as any of the other Jokers?
I've done a couple of different versions. I mean, nothing specific to anything other than Heath. I mean, Heath is, I do directly Heath, the clothing, the whole thing. Everything else, I've done some Jack Nicholson face paint before. I've done partially the new Jared Leto Joker, and I've done a few different comic book versions of the Joker.
Yeah.
If you go to my Facebook page, that Joker guy, very easy to find photos of me as every different type of Joker you can find.
Okay.
Also, I've done some prosthetics as Joker as well, with, like, the longer chin and nose a few times. So.
Right on.
Yeah.
So what did you think of the Jared Leto portrayal? Because I know people are sort of hit or miss on that.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I don't think there was enough of it, and what we did get to see wasn't cohesive enough to really judge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he wasn't really a part of the film. He was just kind of thrown in there. I feel like if we were given some actual time with that character and with Leto actually getting to perform it, it would probably be pretty great. So I hope for good things.
Okay, awesome. And just for my own curiosity, I'm just curious how you got involved with Pen and Brush, the group?
With Pen and Brush, a very, very ugly gentleman named Vincent.
Oh, okay. I still haven't met him in real life yet.
No? Yeah, he's really ugly. Like, it's gruesome.
Uh-oh.
He's hard to look at.
Listening.
No, he's very hard to look at.
Okay.
But he approached me along with Rob Thibodeau. Rob.
And, Rob got me in, too.
At a few conventions. I wasn't part of any group. And they asked, and I was fully open to it. And I love everybody's art in that group. I mean, it's nice that group is actually very eclectic.
Yeah.
Like, it goes from the most detailed style of art to the most absolutely simple, chibi style.
Right.
And all of it is amazing. Like, everybody does their own thing, and it's great.
Yeah.
That's why.
It's
yes,
a good little mix.
It.
They're all good guys, and there's
they
a
are.
Couple girls.
Except
there
Vincent.
Too.
Vincent's a horrible human being.
Oh, okay. He gave
yeah.
me tip passes, so
everybody,
he might not.
Everybody else is great.
Yeah. All right.
He's awful.
Shout out to Vincent.
Now, other than the Joker, what kind of things do you geek out about?
Well, there's a lot of different stuff. I mean, sci-fi TV shows I'm a big fan of. Actually, Sherlock Holmes, I guess, would probably be my top outside of that. And nice. Old Sherlock, like old Arthur Conan. I've been reading a lot of that again lately, and it's kind of fun and interesting to get back into. Doctor Who. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of stuff.
Right on.
Care Bears. I love
oh my
the Care
God,
Bears.
Really? I love them, too.
Big No Heart fan.
Oh, wow.
Power
I would
people.
Never have known that.
But,
Beasley.
Exactly, right? Beasley and Shrieky are amazing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I geek out over a lot of stuff. A lot of different things. There's some animes I love. I mean, it's a lot of different things. Darker Than Black is amazing as an anime. It's
well, let me hit you with a hard-hitting journalistic question, then. Who's your favorite doctor?
Who's my favorite doctor?
Yeah. There you go.
Well, I'm going to go with Hartnell right back to the beginning.
Oh, right on.
I absolutely love Hartnell. Again, it kind of comes from he's the first one to portray it.
Right.
And I feel like everybody has kind of rubbed off from that.
Yeah.
Like in some way portrayed it in little bits of humor throughout it. Mm-hmm. Although I also like that he didn't like acting the character too much. And like I like the darkness he brought through because of that.
Okay.
And like he was really harsh to everybody in the show. But yeah, he was amazing.
Oh,
so
right
he's
on.
My favorite if
cool.
I had to pick.
I'm going to throw the dinner question. I know we like that one. So if you could have a dinner party and you could invite three fictional guests, dead or alive, doesn't matter, who would you have over for dinner?
Fictional guests?
Yeah.
Dead or alive?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's interesting.
I know. It's a real brain teaser.
See. Okay, well, I would invite a doctor,
okay.
I guess. It wouldn't matter which one because
okay.
I mean, he's the doctor.
All right.
That'd be nice. I'm sure it'd be amazing conversations with him. Donald Trump's a real person, so I would not invite him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's fictional, been home alone,
fictional characters.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Batman just because
okay.
it just seems
a
right.
A lot of people
seems,
give that answer.
Yeah, it seems.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, of course,
yeah,
of course. I would invite Jay, but I don't feel like that'd be right. I don't know what we talk about. I feel like I got a lot of it already, so I don't know what we really say. Another fictional character. Oh well, I just said it. No Heart. I would love to hear his
mix.
Take on society.
Yeah. Okay.
I would enjoy it.
Yeah, he has no heart. So.
There's my three fictional characters.
Very good.
Cool.
All
now,
right.
Where on social media can people go to check out your work?
So many places. Honestly, if you Google that Joker guy, you'll find me all over the place. You go to youtube.com/thatjokerguy, facebook.com/thatjokerguy. On Instagram, however, I'm that Joker guy because some other despicable jerk has that Joker guy as his own Instagram. And actually, if you're listening to this, get a hold of me, please. And that's it. That Joker guy. Everywhere.
Cool.
And always.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you at other events, and it's been great talking to you. I've been wanting to catch up with you for a while, so hopefully I'll see you in the future of Pen and Brush stuff. And
I'm sure you
see
will.
See you in the chat.
All right.
All right.
Thank you very
you.
Much. Have a great day.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.